Hey, Gemara Chasima Tova to everybody. Hope everyone had a very nice Rosh Hashanah. We're picking up from Ches Amud Beis, the last lines with the words of Amar Rabbah. We're discussing different dinim of Shechita and Yantif with regards to the blood. Got mixed up with the Koyis. Just a similar ruling. Rabbah says, Amar Rabbah, Shachat Sipur Me'erev Yantif. If one shechted a bird before Yantif, in Mechasin Oso B'Yantif, you're not allowed to cover its blood on Yantif. Because before Yantif, you had the opportunity to cover the animal's blood. So therefore, the Rabbanan made a decree. They said that you're not allowed to ruin Simchas Yantav and have this tircha of covering up the animal because you didn't take care of it before Yantav. That's how Rashi explains the issue over here. Turning on to next time. Well, now the Gemara says, however, what about Gilgil Ilse Me'erev Yantav if you make a dough before Yantav? So you know when you make a dough, it's going to be Chayav and Chala, right? The Chayav Chala is generally assumed to be 1/24th of a dough, is known as Chala, and it's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael when Rav Yishvele, mitzvah deraisa, it's derabanan. However, it's still a din that you have to deal. So maybe if I don't take care of it, I would have thought it's going to be asur. So the Gemara, Gilgal Yisam Erev Yomtiv, Mafrish Mimena Chalasa B'Yomtiv. You're allowed to separate it on Yomtiv. So this is even though generally there's a din derabanan that says it's asur to take off Chumas or Maisos on Yomtiv. So you would have thought that this is the case by Chala. So Rab is telling you that the dough made before Yomtiv, since it's a din that at the end of the day you're allowed to make bread, it's more fresh on Yantiv, so therefore, it's not going to be a problem with regards to Challah. True Muslim is not so, but with regards to Challah, that it was domain for Yantiv, it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, Avuah de Shmuel Amar, he disagrees. I feel good. No, why is it any different that you had the opportunity to take off the challah before Yantiv? You should not be allowed to take off the challah right now. So it says the Gemara, Lema pligi de Shmuel ad Avuah. Maybe, are we going to assume that maybe Shmuel is actually disagreeing with his father? Shmuel's father, Damar Shmuel, because this was Avuah de Shmuel. We just quoted Avuah de Shmuel that says that preparing the challah from day one, if you didn't do it before Yantiv, is going to be Aser. So we're going to have an implication from the different ruling in the different context that Shmuel told us. It seemed to imply that he'd be against his father. What is that? Damar Shmuel, Chalas Chutz La'aretz. If you have challah outside of Eretz Yisrael, we know the mitzvah deraisa is mentioned. The mitzvah of challah is really only in Eretz Yisrael, outside Eretz Yisrael, because it's part of the land. Kisavah La'aretz. So it's part, it's shaykh to the land, like Shemitah, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, Rezochad, Ev Shemitah. Now, these are dinim only shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. So when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, it's an even further thing. It's only a din, even less than Darabat, it's a lower level, because Bizman is that we don't assume Chala is Daraisa. So what's a din with Chala of Chala's Chutz La'aretz? Ochel veholech. So when it comes to challah, it's ochel veholech v'achachach mafresh. You're allowed to continue and separate the challah afterwards because you're allowed to have the entire loaf and leave only a small portion. Again, we see that the challah, even though bizman hazeh, challah is seemingly only derabanan in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still a higher level, much higher level takana. And when you have rover shaila, it could be even deraisa. We might get to that soon, but that's all shaila, but not getting to that right now. But the etzem, with regards to the obligation for challah in Chutz La'aretz, it's even a lower level. Challah's Chutz La'aretz, it's a lower level. So you're not allowed to do this. This special heter is only for challah in Chutz La'aretz. That what do? You can eat the whole thing and then leave after lemakreya. You leave over afterwards challah, and you're allowed to do that. When it comes to challah itself, we mentioned you're not allowed to do this. But what do we see from this halacha? We see that according to this ruling, the separation of challah is not what's making the dough allowed to eat it. So they're not like masak and the achila. So therefore, according to Shmuel, it seemed that there would be no reason to say that it's usher to separate challah on Yantiv because at the end of the day, it's fundamentally mutter to eat it. So you're not like masak in the food right now, and you're not making it usable by normally the problem of taking off trumas or maizos midarabanan is usher because you're nearer to masak in the food. However, here you're not masak in the food because I was allowed to eat the food before. I just have to leave over an extra amount of the challah at the end. It's not masak in the food though. So the Gemara says Amar Rava. No, Rava says no. You could assume that he agrees with his father because Milo Modish Mul Shim Kar Lashem. Wouldn't Shmuel agree that if I designate a portion of the dough as challah, shasur lazarim, that it's going to be truma. Even in Chutz La'aretz, it's going to be usher for non-kohen to have it. So therefore, zar is always someone that was a non-kohen. So even though outside Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do this process that Shmuel tells you, still, it has a shame truma on it. So therefore, Rashi says that alma shame truma leva isa bichlal ein magbin truma samayisros v'yanta. Rashi doesn't explain further. It's interesting. I would just tell you that it has a shame challah, and therefore it has a shame challah, yeah. And it's similar to taking truma samayisros, which is a general ban. I don't know. Rashi doesn't give to the crux of the issue. The issue was that it's nira kemisakin because at the end of the day, I've now made something mut. I always assumed the nature of the issue was that you made something mutter to eat. Rashi's not, I don't make a mutter. I'm allowed to eat. And then, oh yeah, correct. It has a shame challah. So apparently, according to Rashi, the gzera is extended to assuming that trumas and maestros is not just the idea that you're making it mutter to eat of nira kemesakan, but it's further. It's a broader ban on the fact that you're saying that something is trumas and maestros, and that is betetzem the issue over here. Even though I could have theoretically eaten and then take off the truma after, that's not really going to help you. Shmuel's going to be moda that since you have the case of truma maestro having the shame, that would make it usher. Okay, that's the explanation. That we don't have to assume Shmuel's disagreeing with his father. Now we're up to the next mission. The next mission has another machlokas b'shami v'tilo with regards to the yantiv. Here's a different halacha. B'shami omer in molichin esasula mishovach lo shovach. You're not allowed to take a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote on yantiv. So that the Beishami is understanding that it's usher, even if your intent is to use the ladder to take something that's mutter, to take the doves to shech them and eat them on yantiv. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the issue according to Beishami. And Beisilo, there's going to be machlokas about this, even Beishami, though they agree that you're allowed to tilt it, you're not allowed to fully move it, but you're allowed to tilt it from one opening of the pigeonhole to another opening of another pigeonhole within the same dovecote. That would be mutter, even according to Beishami. Beisilo, even if to take a ladder from one dovecote into another dovecote, or even from somewhere else to a dovecote, that's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, machlokes bershus rabim. The machlokes over here with carrying a ladder is only in the public domain where the people are going to see you. Because what's the issue over here? We're afraid that people are going to see this ladder and they're going to see that you're carrying a ladder. What are you doing with it? You're fixing your roof. You're fixing your roof, which is an Isser Dereisa of Bone. You're going to be doing the binyan. The roofs were flat, Rashi points out. And then if you would put the layer of plaster, then climb downward, that would be Mamish binyan. So that'd be an Isser Dereisa. So that's the problem over here. It's Maris Ayin that people think that it's going to look like you're violating an Isser, even though you're going to do something Heter Gomer. Bishami fundamentally are agreeing, according to Rav Chanan bar Ami, there's fundamentally agreeing that there's nothing wrong with taking the ladder in order to use go shecht kosher animals and eat them on yantiv. However, the issue is that people are going to think that you're violating an Isser Doraisa. Whereas Beisilo are going to say, no, the dovecote ladder, the fact that they had apparently unique ladders that looked like a dovecote ladder, since it's seen that's the type of ladder you would have to go to a dovecote, then no one's going to think that you're going to do fixing your roof, you're not violating any Isser of binyan of building on yantiv. But in regards to a private domain, so then Divrakol Mutter, then even Beishame is going to agree that it's going to be Mutter. So that is the opinion of Rav Chanan bar Ami. The Gemara asks a question of Chanan bar Ami. The Gemara says, but wait a second. That means that Beishame fundamentally holds a problem with Mar Sayin, but in your house it's okay. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Anywhere the Chachamim say to make a gzira because something looks like it's bad, Maras Ayin, we just mentioned, is the issue over there. Afilu b'chadre chadar masr. This act is going to be usher even in your house, even if no one is watching and close the shades, that is going to be usher. That they apply fundamentally wherever you are. This is not focused on showing exactly what the nature of the Isser. So what's some Rishonim explain that it's, we're afraid that we, really when you close the shades, you know, someone's always looking, right? What's the phrase to say to that? The walls have ears, the walls have eyes, that the people just somehow are able to see what you're doing. Or that there's another Rishonim like the Ran says like this, that no, we're afraid that if we lie to do it in your house, then you're gonna, no, we're not afraid, no one's gonna see you. We're afraid you're going to fundamentally do it in Rosh Hashanah by accident. Also, I think there's nafkaminas between those two explanations in Rishonim, but that's the fundamental explanation. That's the fundamental machlokas Rishonim as to why it was something that Maris Ayin is usher even bechadre chadarim, even in your own house. So that's with regards to Maris Ayin. And Rashi just points out, wait a second over here, you're asking a kasha from Rav. Rav is an Amora over here. Rav Chanan, we had Rav Chanan bar Ami, and he's Amora also. Why can't I disagree with Rav? So Rashi says, yes, Yenachanami Rav is an Amora, but still, he was the Gadol Ador, and Rav, we know, is Tanil Paleg, he was the leader of all generations. We don't, Shmuel felt that he was the right to argue with him, but that was, we tried to avoid. It's like saying, someone says a psak, so you say, you're against Rav Moshe discussed this shaila and said Beferish that it's usher. It's not like we don't have Rosh Hashanah on the other side. Mamash just like Rav Moshe. So obviously you're going to retract it because it's a similar thing. That even though it's an Amora to an Amora, theoretically they could disagree, but we'd prefer not to be against the statement of Rab. So the Gemara says, tonight, so the Machlokas over here is really Machlokas tonight. Besanya Shotcham Bechama, that if with regards to Bechadri Chadarm, is it really usher? Is it really Machlokas Kanam? If the clothing became wet on Shabbos, or something became really wet on Shabbos, then you could put them to dry outside on Shabbos. But you can't do it in public, because that's a problem if you're going to think that you're going to wash your clothing on Shabbos. Shabbos, if you do it apparently in a place where people wouldn't see, in the back of your house or something on the roof where no one could see that area, that angle from the roof, then according to this Tanakhama, it's going to be mutter. And that opinion is going to be the shita of Rav Chanan Barami. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they say that it's Asr, even in a secluded area, and that would be like Rav. So we have Machlokas Tanaim, so it's not a problem. Rav Chanan Barami is not going to be knocked out. So we have Rav, it disagrees, okay? But they're both following their shitas in Tanaim. So now the Gemara says, Ikadami, there was a different report of how this went down. Amar Rav Chanan Barami, Machlokas Bershus Yachid. The Machlokas over here is only with regards to a private area. Deveshame Isluhu Derav Yehudam Rav. The Beishamai agree with the principle of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and Beis Hillel disagree with the principle of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, meaning that when something is usher and private or not. Beishamai said that it's okay, that it's usher. Beis Hillel did agree that it is. However, in the public domain, Beisham and Beis Hillel are both going to agree that it's usher because it looks like you're going to do binyan on Yantiv. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. According to this version, Rav Chanan Barami is saying a version that makes Beishamai like Rav. The Gemara says, Lema Rav de Beishamai? You can't make Rav is going to feel father binyan Beishamai. Rav would never hold like Beis Shammai and be against Beis Hillel. So apparently Rav is disagreeing. Rav would hold that Beis Hillel doesn't say that this case is Usher and Mutter in the public. So therefore, the Gemara is going to explain that Rav is going to say differently. Tonight, Rav is going to hold that it's really Beis Hillel's position is a machlokas. Tonight, what did Beis Hillel fundamentally hold? That this Tanakama would be like Rav Chanan Bar Ami's understanding of Beis Hillel, that you're right, only in public is something going to be Usher, having the soaked clothing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and where everyone can see it, that's going to be Usher, but doing it in private is going to be okay. As opposed to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osir, and they said that this is going to be Usher, even in a secluded area, that would be the opinion that they understood within Beis Hillel. So this Ikadana is just making it now, how did these later Tanayim explain Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai's Machlokas? Did Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon understand that even Beis Hillel, obviously they were Modet to Beis Hillel as well, so they would agree that Beis Hillel would say that it's going to be Usher, even in a secluded area, and that's the Machlokas over here, and therefore we're understanding that Rav saying that according to this, that it's possible that Beis Hillel is going to agree that Rav Chanan Bar Ami, that the carrying a ladder is going to be Usher only in public and not in private, as Rav Chanan Bar Ami wants to tie it. Okay, now turning on to the next Talmud, and where it says, Masnisin de loi kai tada. The word points out that our machlokas b'sham Beis Hillel is seemingly different in a braisa. The sign of the braisa tells us, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, modin b'sham Beis Hillel shemulchin es lusulim b'sholach l'shuvach. B'sham Beis Hillel agree that you're allowed to take a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote. L'nechel ela l'hachzer. No, only returning the ladder to its original place. Shebat Shammai, Shemai b'shammai, or in machzer. B'shammai says you're not allowed to return the ladder after using it. V'silumin af machzer, you're even allowed to bring it back. So this is much more makel. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, even though b'shammai said there's usher to carry a ladder, that only is to bring it back from the dovecote, take it to the dovecote, because it's for the simchas yantav of eating your meal, that's going to be mutter. This is obviously which is very much against our Mishnah, which is assuming that Beis Shammai would say that it's usher to take even a ladder to the dovecote, even for simchas yantav to eat the food, is going to be usher according to Beis Shammai. The Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Medvar Memurim, when does this apply? Besulam shel shovach. Only, we're talking about a ladder specifically made for a dovecote, which, again, it was recognizable, and therefore no one assumed that you're coming to do binyan. However, besulam shel aliyah de'rekel usher, if you have a regular ladder, like a house ladder that you use to go up to your attic or whatever it is, that's going to be something that people would think that you're coming to use for building, and therefore it's going to be categorically usher, and it's going to be muktzah to take it from one place to another. Someone is allowed to take one is not allowed to carry from one dovecote to another, but he's allowed to tilt it from opening another to another opening. So the Gemara says, others say that Rabidosa af moded in bow, that one is allowed to even walk the ladder from one mishnah to another within the same dovecote. At the same time, over here, that we're assuming that if opening the pigeonhole was too far away, you can tilt, and you're not able to tilt it, you're allowed to hold it upright, Rashi says, and move it for a short distance at a time, and that would be mutter. So now the Gemara wants to, the second half of the right, so the Gemara wants to discuss this. B'nai, a story, well, the first Gemara was going to mention a story. B'nai Ramchia, Nafuk, Lekriyas, they went to the villages to check out their fields. When they came back, their father asked them, Ramchia said, I know, how was the field? Come up over there. So they said, yeah, we did. And then someone asked us a case about a ladder, which was not a dovecote ladder, but rather it was a ladder for a house. And they asked us, is it mimutar to move it on Yantiv? And we said, it is. We said, go back. And Asher, what you had previously said was mutar. So the Gemara says, what was the back and forth here? What Rechia sounds when you assume they're talking to Chachamim. So what exactly did they think was mutter? Why did they think it was mutter? Why did Rechia say there's also? Where does Inus have right? Rechia sounds held midika am Rabbi Yehuda b'sulam shaliv lo pligi, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa said that b'shamay b'sila they're not going to argue in a case with regards to a ladder of a house michlal. The Tanakama, Sarva Pligi, that implies the Tanakama is going to assume that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that they do argue in the case of the ladder of a house. So according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Bishamay Bishilo would argue whether one can put in a ladder for their house using it for a dovecote. But both would agree that it's going to be mutter to take the ladder of a dovecote to the dovecote. So in which case, Beis Hillel would be permitting even the house ladder to use it for the dovecote. So the Gemara explains, Velohi, so they were wrong. Why? This is Rabbi Chiyah would disagree with them because the Rabbi Huda is not disagreeing with that point. Rabbi Huda timed the Tanakama coming first. Rabbi Huda is explaining the reasoning of the Tanakama. Generally, we assume, Tosus point this out, that generally we assume when you introduce the words of Bameh, Bameh Dvar Memurim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about this, that usually Bameh is to disagree. Over here, though, that's generally that, the Gemara mentions that in relations to only a Mishnah, with regards to a Bryce, Tosus point out that maybe that's not going to be disagreeing. Here it's just going to be commenting and adding to a previous view, not disagreeing. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bimai, the when does this apply?" He's not coming to disagree. He's coming to explain the Tanakama Bimai. So Gemara says, "Why are you assuming this?" Midikatani Molchin is the Sulam Shalav Shovach. Says Rabbi Yehuda taught us from the statement of the Tanakama that you're allowed to take a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote. What does that imply? That the ladder originally was a dovecote ladder. So therefore, the Tanakama is speaking of a dovecote ladder, and that's in Rehuda is as well. Now, because if you're going to assume that the Machlokas the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is arguing about is in the case of a ladder of a house. So why would the Tanakh say that Tanakama? Why would they say that you're allowed to take a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote? You should use the lashon of one may take a ladder to a dovecote, which implies that the ladder was originally somewhere else, having been used for some other purpose. And now lachora, that's not what we're saying. So therefore, we have to explain that the Tanakama means to teach us by specifying that we're talking about a ladder originally from a dovecote shel shovach in and shel aliyah lo, that we're telling you that from the case of the dovecote, that is the machlokas between. However, if it's a case of a house ladder, no one's going to disagree that even the Tanakama is going to be usher to take it that type of ladder to the dovecote, and therefore Rabbi Chiya, therefore just he's saying that categorically the idea of both Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda are going to assume that a house ladder is going to be usher. There's a very big shaila though, Bizman Azeh, or just in general, then what when it comes to that, if we're going to hold like this, of course we are, so then we're going to assume that maybe that a ladder is fundamentally going to be mukta, and you're not allowed to even move a ladder on. And Yatav Lachor Hu Adin on Shabbos as well, so it's going to be usher to even move a ladder. That's a shaila though. Even according to the machloka, someone say maybe you're allowed to go up and down a ladder if it's already open, because you're not, as long as you're not causing it to move, like to shift. If you're just going up and down, and maybe that's not going to be an issue. There's a big shaila over here with regards to a ladder. Some want to explain that maybe a ladder is generally used inside the house, and it doesn't look like another one. Maybe that's also a further shaila whether that should be muktzah. Okay, these are all shailas with regards to a ladder bizman hazeh. So the Gemara says v'idach. So then, according to Rabbi Chiya's sons. Understood by the Tanakama, the Gemara says, Miktani Sulam Shel Shovach. Does the braces, so again, how did they explain it? So the braces doesn't mention a dovecote ladder. Rather, it says, Mishovach Lashovach Katani. The braces says, from one dovecote to another dovecote. So Tanakama is using this terminology to teach us that not only allowed to take just a regular from a dovecote ladder, rather, you're even allowed to use a filu chama shofin. You're allowed to even take several ladder over here is a regular house ladder. And the fact is, you're allowed to take it to multiple dovecotes. That's the chiddush over here of Reb Chiya's sons. So the Gemara says, Ika de Armi, others want to explain. Amru lo, they said to Reb Chiyah's sons responded to Reb Chiyah, Hitu sulam shel aliyah bali adin v'etiruna. The case of tilting an attic ladder came from one pigeonhole opening to another, came before us, and we said that it was mutter. So the ladder was placed, Rashi points out, the ladder was placed at the dovecote before Yom Tov, and that was the case. Amru lo, Reb Chiyah said them, Tzovet v'isru masha tartam. Go ask her what you said it was mutter. Because you made a mistake. So the Gemara says, and according to this Ikadamri, what was the back and forth? Iyur Savre, they held my the cause for Tanakama, Shari Rabbi Dosa. That which the Tanakama over here is Rabbi Huda. So the Tanakama is literally the first Tana is referring to Rabbi Huda. Rashi points it out. So here, Rabbi Dosa is going to permit. So Rabbi Huda is saying that the house ladder is going to be Aser. Rabbi Dosa is saying that only the tilting of a house ladder is going to be mutter from one pigeonhole to another. The Gemara says, no, Veloi, that's not what was going on in the Braisa. My dekashari Tanakama, Aser Rabbi Dosa. where Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, Rabbi Yehuda this is going to disagree in Gantz, and he's going to say it's totally usher. Rabbi Yehuda says that the attic ladder is going to be usher. He's going to agree that a dovecot ladder is going to be mutter to take it to a dovecot. To that, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be even more machmir and say even a dovecot ladder, one is not allowed to carry a ladder, one not allowed to carry it, only tilt it from one pigeonhole to another pigeonhole. This is a problem. The Tosos is bothered by this. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda then seems to be the opinion of Beis Shammai. Or Rabbi Yehuda would not want to follow Beis Shammai over the opinion of Beis Hillel, even though he was a Tana, he would still disagree with the Lechora. He followed Beis Hillel. So therefore, we would have to assume that Rabbi Dosa apparently has a different version. I'll explain the machlokas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, in which case they would both agree that carrying even a dovecot ladder would be usher, even according to Beis Hillel, he would have to understand that that's going to be usher. That's what Tosas pointed out. So now we're back to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah told us that Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to tilt the ladder from one opening of a vigil to another opening. That was the opinion of Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel said that it's mutters. And where it says, Alma gabi simchas yanta Beis Shammai l'chumra Beis Hillel l'kula. L'chora, what we see from over here, in regards to simchas yanta, Beis Shammai is going to be machmir, not allow you to, even though you want to use these pigeons, the doves, again, to shech them and eat them on yantav, to eat them. So that's going to be something that's simchas yanta for you to eat it. And Beis Shammai still is, we're talking about an Isser Darabanan of Mukta. And Isser Darabanan of Mukta is not going to override this Isser Darabanan. In this case of the ladder, or Marasayan, whatever we want to say this ladder is, we're not going to matter it in this case, even for simchas. But that seemingly is a stira to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a shochet chayav of biyomtov. If we explained that on Zion and Beis, we saw that in the first day of Rosh Chodesh, that in the case over there, we said that lecha chila before you shechta Beis Shammai Beis Hillel or machlokas whether what you don't have any prepared ground, the earth to cover the blood, so are you allowed to shech the animal or not? So what do we say over there? Beis Shammai om yachbar bedekar v'chaser. Beis Shammai says that yeah, you're allowed to dig into the ground with a type of spade and cover the animal's blood with the earth that you're digging it up, because that again is the only Isser Rabbanan. Because mamish digging in the ground and be mashra gumas the isra deraisa told of the chorish, but in this case you're digging in a way that the rabbanon only are afraid that maybe something is going to come it's going to look like you're going to be mamish digging, so that's why isra rabbanon. So they are matzir that isra rabbanon in order to have the simchas yantav to eat your food of vesilal omer to have the fresh food over there. Vesilal say no lo yishchod elin kinei ala afra muchan yivadiyam. Vesilal say we don't override this isra rabbanon, and therefore and this is your abundant with the chora. Would still apply, even if you're going to have Simchas Yantiv a little bit ruined, not be able to eat the meal. So what do we see from here? Simchas Yantiv does not override the Isser Rabbanan according to Beis Hillel, whereas when it comes to the ladder over here, Beis Hillel is the one who's being makil to allow for Simchas Yantiv, the Isser Rabbanan of the ladder to carry it. So the Gemara says, L'chora, this is a contradiction. So the first answer is, Amar B'yochan, M'chlef is a Shita. So Rabbi Yochan says, you're right, there's actually, we have to reverse the opinions. A lot of times, it's always a shayla when you say mechlav zashita, who's being reversed? It's actually mechlokas Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi understands that when it comes to the second case, that shows that we have a mechlokas between an Isser Rabbanan and therefore when it comes to the food, we would assume that Peshala would say that it's meikil and Beisila would rule chumra. So that's really we based on the Mishnah, we would have to reverse their opinions. That is the opinion of Rashi that Beis Hillel is going to be the one who says that you're not. Beis Hillel is going to be the one. I don't know if I said this clearly before. Beis Hillel is the one who's going to say that you have to machmir not to take a ladder to a dafko. Beis Shammai is going to say that it's muta. They're the one who's making some chazanta. That's the assumption of Rashi. Tosafot has a whole bunch of questions over there, and therefore they flip the whole understanding. But for the hemshich of the Gemara, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Tosafot is going to look as Dibur Maskalamar is a rikhos over there to explain why they held differently. But so we're going to follow the Gemara's extension is also going to be different based on Tosafot, but we're going to go with Rashi's explanation. So the Gemara says we might. So on what basis do you have to assume that we have to change the text of the Mishnah to assume that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's opinions are reversed? Why? Because Dilma ad kan lo kamer Beis Shammai Beis Hasam. What are you doing? Why don't we just say Alahecha de'ika deker? No, it's over there. There's a fundamentally different case. Beis Shammai say that only over there is it going to be mutter, because in that situation over there, it's already in the ground. In which case, there's no. We explained that the digging the ground and the loose ground over there is not going to be any Isser Deraisa whatsoever, and therefore is no chashash even to anything remotely. Aser. However, Avahacha Deleika Deker. Now it's low, but when a case when you don't have a spade in the ground, Beis Shammai is not going to permit you to dig into the earth, even if there is an Isser Darabanan at play. So therefore, and not all Zer Darabanans are created equal, and therefore Beis Shammai would agree here with Beis Hillel that this would agree over here that this Isser Derabanan is going to be in effect because we're afraid that it really does look like you are going to be building. So that's one way to explain the machlokas different. Or the other way around, also, in this case, the case of the dovecote is a weaker Isser Derabanan. In this case, it makes sense why Beis Hillel is going to make it, because at the end of the day, the dovecote is the biggest anecdote against the Maros 9. The fact that you're carrying this ladder, and it clearly is a dovecote ladder, everyone's going to see. You know, going to the dovecote, it looked, it was mochiach that it was a dovecote ladder. So then there was no Isser Derabanan of Marasayin, of a Hasamlo, where regards to the case of digging the earth, where the Isser Derabanan is applicable, and we're afraid you're going to maybe violate an Isser Derabanan. The Rabbanan don't waive the Isser Derabanan over there and allow you to have it for Simchas Yontov. So therefore, we've explained very good why Beis Hillel. So Rashi explains also that the issue over there, we're afraid that you're going to come to crush the earth, which is going to be an Isser of Tochen. We're afraid you're going to mamish come to an Isser of Tochen with regards to the case of the earth over there. So therefore, the Gemara says that this was such a strong point that, l'chora, how did Rabbi Yochanan understand that that this was, that you have to assume machlef as a shita? The Gemara says very nicely why Beisham Beis Hillel, l'chora, while we could explain the cases are fundamentally different, and you don't have to assume machlef as a shita, you don't have to assume that you have to flip the shita as a Beisham Beis Hillel. So therefore, the Gemara says Ella Ikasha Hakash. Or rather, you have to assume if there's a machlokas regards to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, this is a machlokas. Beis Shammai Omrim with regards to what we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. Lo Yitol Ella Yikim Ne'anei Amibod Yom. You're not allowed to take the doves from a dovecote unless you actually took in your hand the animal itself, the doves itself, the undersecond animal. Those are generally mukta. According to Beis Hillel, all you have to do is just bepeh to orally designate it. According to Beis Shammai, actually you have to physically handle the doves. The Gemara is going to explain that Beis Shammai's understanding is because we're afraid that if you don't actually designate it, if you just designate it verbally, we're afraid you're going to change your mind, and therefore you're going to have tirches shel tzara chayentav. However, Beis Shammai would assume that if you take it in your hand, you're very unlikely going to come to change your mind on which dove you wanted. So therefore, we're going to assume it's not going to mukta. So again, we go back to Rabbi Shammai. This one I'm going to take. That one's going to take just verbally. So what do we see over here? That case is Simchas Yontov, and with regards to mukta, and Beis Shammai is very machmir that they have to actually take it with their hand, and Beis Hillel is being mekel. So the Gemara says Urmina, but then based on that, we can ask the contradiction between that and our first Mishnah, which our Mishnah says Shochet Chayav Of Beyomtav. If someone shechs a wild animal or fowl on Yomtav, Beis Shammai is going to say that it's mutter to take the dirt out, and Beis Hillel is going to agree that it's aser. So we see that by Simchas Yontov, Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. So the Gemara says on this, Rabbi Yochanan Mechlef is Hashita. The Finah Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are reversed, and really going to be the same machlokas where Rabbi Rashi and Tosfos would come out here as well. That Rabbi Yochanan would assume that Beis Shammai is the one who's going to be Mekel and oral designation be enough, and Beis Hillel is going to agree that it's going to be usher. Again, Tosas would assume that they're reversed about what Mukhavis Hashita meant, but we're going with Rashi. The Gemara says Duma Lois, the Gemara rejects this also. That case, maybe you can explain, is also fundamentally different because Ad Kamal Kamar Beis Shammai Ela Hecha De'ika Dekarnot. In that case, you had, again, the spade was already there, it was inserted in the ground, in which case there's no reason to assume that there's any Isser, there's no reason to assume that there should be anything be usher. Turn on the next time. But Hecha De'ika Dekarnot, but where there is no spade already inserted in the ground, Beis Shammai is not going to permit to dig in the earth, and therefore we're assuming that you don't have to be mechafes hashita. There's fundamentally two different cases, and the Gemara says, "Or inami adkan lo kamar beis hillel hacha el dekeva de mukta." And we can reverse the other way also with regards to Beis Hillel. Why were they lenient over here? Because over here, dealing with mukta, ve'omer ve'omer zeveze einin otel sagi, which is a specific shaila, nothing to do with the halachas of what Simchas Yontov, just regard to mukta. How far do I have to go to not make something mukta? So Beis Hillel is going to say, as long as you designate it, that's enough to say that it's no longer mukta, aval hasamla, with regards to the case of digging in the ground. Again, we're afraid that you're going to come to potentially an Isidore, so because of Simchas Yontov, we're not going to be mekel in that circumstance. So therefore, we don't accept that was the Mechlefes Hashita of Rabbi Yochanan, so we're still stuck right now about what was Taka the Mechlogas Rabbi Yochanan, what was Mechlefes Hashita? That couldn't be. It's such a Shvach HaSfar, because again, they're fundamentally so different, it wouldn't have been that Rabbi Yochanan would assume Mechlefes Hashita and try to change around the Mishnayos for the Bereisos for that, the Mishnayos for that, so we have to fix around Rabbi Yochanan again. So we're going to come up to Ali Kashas a few more times with Rabbi Yochanan, then we're going to come up to Rabbi Yochanan Be'ez Hashem. We have a lot more. A few of them, we're going to go through a few of them more, Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's staff, and hopefully we'll pick up from there. Ali Kashas, tomorrow's staff.